And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, now there's an important piece of data. We need to use skin block every day, but especially in the summer, right? Because the summer has the sun closer to us, which gives us more of those lights, and we tend to more of those rays, and we tend to spend more time outside in the summer because it's warm enough for us to do it.
That's right, and we should all be
using... Of course,
using...
I should say those people in Tampa and L.A., we've got some listeners in Phoenix and Scottsdale. We have radio stations all over the country, so for them, it's important all times of the year. But for us in the Northeast, it gets really important now.
Absolutely. And sunscreen is a very, very important thing for us, Mike, but might not be as safe as you think, as we all thought. There's a lot of different issues with sunscreen, and not all sunscreens, though. You know, there are 17 different sunscreens that are approved by the FDA, and 15 of those are the clear chemicals, and 2 of those are the physical, you know, the white sunscreen, zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. The 15 of the clear ones, they're the more common ones. And they're very common because they're easy to use, they're invisible, they're very, very inexpensive for the most part. So they sound like the perfect sunscreen, except for the fact that they get absorbed in your body, Mike. And when they get absorbed in your body, it might not be the best thing for you. Can you think?
Why not?
Well, 8 of the 15 chemical sunscreens, 8 of the 15 are called endocrine disruptors. They're endocrine disruptors.
What do we look for to avoid those 8?
Mike, it is these names. They're not easy names like chocolate and vanilla, right? They're not that way. These are very, very complex chemical names, like, you know, patamate might be the easiest one, benzophenone. They're names that the public...
So shouldn't we look for ones that just say nanoparticles of zinc oxide?
Well, we don't want nanoparticles. We don't want... You know, nanoparticles aren't the best either.
Well,
maybe.
What do we want now?
Okay. Well, the simple answer and the easiest answer is, getting right to the point, zinc oxide and titanium dioxide are sunscreens that stay on the surface of the skin and do what they're supposed to do. They reflect light. Interestingly, the chemical sunscreens need to get absorbed in your body to work. They actually have to be absorbed. And if you put the right amount on your body, Bridget, you put 1 full ounce of these things on your body, there's no drug that you take in that quantity. When they're in your skin, if you really get into the physics and the chemistry of these chemicals, which can be a little boring for listeners, but I'm going to tell you, in order for the chemicals to work, they have to be changed by ultraviolet light. They absorb the ultraviolet light and they undergo a chemical change and they generate what's called a free radical. Now, those of you who know what free radicals are, you know that you don't want those things in your body because they can cause damage to your cells, including DNA damage. And while it's hard to say that these things actually cause cancer, if we connect the dots between the what they're doing, being absorbed, having free radical generation and other effects of endocrine disruptors, you can draw a conclusion that you know, a lot of people may agree with, but some people may not, because it is not, you know, there hasn't been a study, Mike, that said these things cause cancer. But there's enough evidence out there that I advise my patients, don't use the chemical sunscreens. Just don't use them. Use the physical sunscreens. We have good alternatives. So that's my here we are almost at May 1st. People are really going to start using these things. That's my advice to people.
So what are the alternatives?
Well, the alternatives are zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. Now, the reason they are not as popular as the chemical ones, the simple reason is that they cost more. They cost more. And also, the second reason is they're not as nice. If you've ever put those things on your skin, you know, you have to rub them in to really rub them in.
Yeah. They're not very user-friendly.
Yeah, and so in order to get to more user-friendly ones, you have to spend a little bit more money. But this is a very, very important problem. And I actually think that using the chemical sunscreens is worse than using no sunscreen, because if you didn't use a sunscreen, most of us would crawl out of the sun after about 20 or 30 minutes because you start feeling lousy. So... you know, the physical sunscreens are what I strongly recommend. So go out and buy yourself zinc oxide.
Okay. Now, does Dr. Perry's website have one on it by any chance?
Well, actually, yes. Coincidentally. Although, now, you know, it sounds a little self-serving, though. But the honest truth is, I created the sunscreen with zinc oxide because of exactly what I said. Because I do not trust the other types of sunscreens. My sunscreen is called Daytime. It'll be ready May 29th, Mike. It's not quite on the market yet. Almost.
So that's the one I can get and use.
Yes, that's an SPF 20. 20
and
is
now
what we're
it doesn't
this.
Have, you said it doesn't have nanoparticles. What does it have?
It's got what's called micronized zinc oxide. It's a little bigger particle. The truth is, nanoparticles are just fine unless you put those nanoparticles on open wounds or poison ivy or something like that. They just did a study. Even if you put it on sunburned skin, it still is okay. It doesn't penetrate through sunburned skin. It stays on the surface.
What about makeups with SPF?
We've got to go. Oh, let's do the tip of the week. Mae West once said, "Every man I meet wants to protect me. I can't figure out what from. Well, we know what we want to protect your kids from: diphtheria, flu, measles, meningitis, mumps, pertussis, whooping cough, pneumonia, polio, rubella, that's German measles, tetanus, chicken pox, and a whole bunch of other things like, if you will, some of the things that cause cervical cancer. Unfortunately, there's widespread anxiety about vaccinations. We know you're trying to do the right thing for your child, but rumors spread across the internet that vaccines cause disease, that natural immunity is better and safer than vaccination, that newborns aren't ready for vaccinations. We want to be very clear. We interviewed more than 150 experts on every side of the issue for you having a baby and you raising your child. The bottom line, vaccinations aren't perfectly safe, but they have many more benefits than risks. So the benefits vastly outweigh the risks. See about getting a vaccination for your child, getting the appropriate vaccinations, and for you too as you grow older." And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. We hope, and thank you all for listening. We're right at the end of our time. Hope you come back next week. Is that right, Sona? Are we right at the end? We have 60 seconds, so I should take one more question for Arthur. Arthur, are you on? What about makeup with SPF in it?
No good. And the reason it's no good is because no one except Joan Rivers puts enough makeup on to get that SPF. That's the problem. You know, it's measured in a laboratory, and you have to put a lot on, and no one does it. So when you just put a fine layer of makeup on, you're not getting the SPF that you think you're getting. So you cannot rely on that. Joan can, but you can't.
Darn. I was fooled.
Thank you all for listening. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. If you miss a show, you miss a lot, but you can always get it. Go to the RadioMD.com website and look for the archives of the show. Sonar, great engineer. You, Bridget, for wonderful comments. Arthur and Joe Galuski and our guests, of course. And you for listening. Thanks. We'll be back with a new show next week, as usual.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.